Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So 2 weeks ago, Verizon allowed me to demo the Galaxy S6, and I have to give it back in a couple of days.
He does not want to.
And what I've been thinking about doing is just climbing in my car and never returning, because this phone and I can't be apart. That's kind of where I'm at here. I think the Galaxy S6 is the best Android phone on the market right now.
2 weeks old, or meaning like how long has the phone been out? Four weeks? A month?
About a month,
a month,
I think.
Okay.
So let's just talk about it. I call it the Android iPhone because it is an Android phone that is as good as an iPhone. It is spectacular. First off, how does it feel when I pick it up? Wonderful. It makes my hand happy. I'm just like, oh, it's nice. It's nice.
Hey, let's give a balanced review, all right?
All right. Let's talk about it. It's fast, like very fast. They've got their own proprietary chip inside there. Instead of going with, I think it was the Snapdragon that some of the others are using. But the thing that I was amazed by was just how snappy it felt. And I was going from a Droid Turbo to the S6, and there was a noticeable increase in how responsive the phone was as it was flipping around. Next up, the camera. Spectacular. Again, I feel like it is the first time that I've seen an Android phone that is at least on par with the kind of camera that I see inside the iPhone. You tap there's only one manual button on the front, the face button. You tap it twice, you're immediately into the camera mode. And I tried taking all kinds of different pictures, inside in low light, outside in broad daylight. And I was able to get, as far as I was concerned, some spectacular pictures. The only problem I had with it is that every once in a while, the autofocus would get goofy if you were trying to take a picture up close. So, for example, I was earlier trying to take a picture of a very large sack of hash browns. And
you know, just as a subject.
What I finally had to do is I had to move the camera, something else, and then bring it back.
Sure.
And then I was able to get the photo. But that's the only thing I've had trouble with. But so far, I've been really happy with the camera on the Galaxy S6. Another big selling point for it that, again, is beautiful is the AMOLED screen. It's super AMOLED. It's a 1440 by 2560 screen, a.k.a. there's more resolution on this phone than there is on your monitor, on your computer, or your TV, or whatever. I can't remember what the resolution is on an iPhone, but again, I watched Netflix on it. Overall, like, it was great. Now, a couple things about it not so great. Battery life is shorter than some of the other phones in its class.
That's usually the price you have to pay.
But the thing that offset that is that I don't know if it's only specifically with its charger, but with the charger that came in the box, this phone was able to charge 100% in about 90 minutes. That's insane. In fact, it might be less than 90 minutes. I just went back to check on it in 90 minutes, thinking, well, there's no way it'll be charged by now. And it had charged 100% in the 90 minutes that I had left it alone. Some of the other problems I'm having is that they've managed to make the screen so big and the bezel, which is the area on the front of your phone that is not screen, it's so thin that I kept hitting stuff with the side of my fat thumb. Because my thumb was laying over it.
They didn't try testing with, like, normal people's thumbs then.
I guess not. I mean, the phone is from South Korea, and I think the average South Korean is smaller than me. But I can't prove that. So the other thing about it that I thought was kind of a bummer is there's no micro SD card in this, so you can't expand the memory. You have to spend the money up front to get like 64 gig or 128 gig, which just reiterates how I say this is the Android iPhone.
It really does. I mean, just the... We're over the trolling part, whether you're like Android or iPhone. That's not the big deal. But I mean, outside, it is the look of it.
It looks and feels like an iPhone 6. So if you prefer the Android software, it is an excellent choice because I feel like the quality is pretty much on par.
Well, put it in the box now.
What? Well, I mean, it's not yet. Not yet. I do have to send it back. But you know what? I just have been very impressed with this phone. In fact, it's funny. I wasn't that interested in it. And it took me a day or two of playing with it. And after a while, you were like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to part with that phone. So, yeah, if I was in the market, this would be a phone that I would be looking at. So, the Galaxy S6, it's available on pretty much every major carrier.
Is that the one that also has a curve version?
Yes, that's right. There's an Edge version of it, which we did not play with. Because, man, if you think my fat thumb's had a hard time with this, the last thing I need is more screen around the Edge.